apology started, and we just heard the original intro. So now
I gotta be honest with you, I can't do it. I had to fucking turn that off. I can't do it. You're gonna give me a fucking anxiety attack.
Cosmic, you have some classic with apologies static in your background. The old episode has infected you.
I have my mic muted. Hold on.
Am I the only one that hears it?
I hear it too. I don't know if it's me though. If I'm gonna leave the show. I'm gonna put with CEO out just for a second. Okay, see how we don't hear it anymore?
Yeah.
All right, it's good. It's classic with apologies. Let's go.
CEO, it's you, you piece of shit.
CEO, jostle the cord a little bit. Move the cord around. Yeah, there we go. Move that cord around.
This whole time, it was you.
All right.
When Nick was sleeping at night, you'd go and change all the wires on the computer just to fuck it up.
And I can contest the CEO did leave the backstage while the old intro played. He didn't want to listen to it.
So,
when I heard that, I'm like, I'm going to have a fucking nervous breakdown. I can't listen to this shit.
Back when the show started, if I wasn't on an episode, I didn't listen to their show.
Oh, good.
Because I just didn't care. But now Lane is posting old episodes on a YouTube channel called Chicago Open Mic. And now that I'm a fan of the show, I'm going back and listening.
Yeah, I wish he wouldn't.
Well, there was a story in there that I feel like we should have teased Nick about every day of his life, and I apparently had never heard it before. Did he call a group of guys and ask if he could be their friend?
I remember something like that, but I don't know the details, but I do remember something like that.
The show starts.
I do remember that. Oh fuck, I do remember that.
So this
no, what he did, I'll tell you what he did. So he wanted to impress this girl, I think it was. And he called his brother, and he tried to get his brother and his brother's friends out with him. His brother was like, "Hey, you know, I'm kind of busy with shit. I can't really."
I promise you, his brother's friends were like, "Yeah, bring him over. We gonna fuck his chick."
Yeah, well, it didn't work out that way.
Knowing how psychotic Nick is, I imagine he wouldn't have just left it there. Like 15 minutes, he'd have called back and be like, can you guys all wear polos? I want to seem like I'm in a gang. She asked about no one.
Well, I'll have you know, I've blocked out all the old shows in my head. They didn't happen.
Well, they're going to be coming back in the form of Ian Now Has Questions. It's all right. They're all going to be about Nick.
I mean, I have questions too, especially with Nick, because I used to think Ian Ellis was more of the professional showman element to this whole thing. I listen to old Nick. I'm like, oh, Nick thinks he's really like a old radio show guy, and he's really keeping the fucking train on the tracks.
Nick is great.
Oh, yeah.
He's great at it.
Yeah, but at Nick some point, great, you guys man. Put him in a fucking Proud Boy polo, sucking his thumb under his desk. Y'all did something to the poor man.
I remember the old show. I remember when I did the entire show from under the table.
You know, the show also starts with, like, before you guys had been doing it in studio. And then for whatever reason, somebody's alcoholism had led to you guys having to be in separate rooms. And you just teased it like you wouldn't tell us whose alcoholism had caused the rift. What happened there?
I think it was no. What happened was, we started off because he was in London, I was in Toronto, and then I came home for a semester, and that's why we're in the same room.
Right, but the show starts with like. I'm going to guess Nick or some other roommate went on a bender and decided that they hated you, and it was like it wasn't okay for you to come over anymore.
I don't really remember.
Well, let me ask you this, CEO. Was anybody banned from somebody's home? I feel like I heard, I was listening to an old With Apologies retro, and I think you got banned from somebody's home, right? Or was it the other way around with Nick?
I think I was banned from Nick's house for a while. I don't really remember much of that.
I could see a mother hating you.
Oh, right. Well, Nick's whole this is a very, very long story, so I don't really know how deep you want me to get into it. But when we were in grade 12, we all played on the same baseball team. And
hold on. Nick's, was this the first time Nick was in grade 12 or the second time he was?
This was the first time he was in grade 12. So what happened was Nick's dad, in his youth, according to himself, was a baseball prodigy, and I was a bit of a show off when I used to play, and I was at that time the best player in our league, and I kind of, you know, I would do things like walk up to the plate, hold the bat like it was my dick. I would do stuff like, you know, stuff like that. And
what was that HBO show?
Eastbound and Down. Yeah,
you were Eastbound and Down all over the minor high school league, London, Ontario.
The B team.
Yeah. So
okay, just go out there and try and play a good game, eh? And Christopher, no putting your dick out before you hit the ball.
Well, basically, he didn't like that, and he basically said I disrespected the game, and I was not allowed over at their house because I disrespected the game.
Sports is serious in Canada.
Yeah, like he was very serious. I disrespected the game.
So you were banned for years from Nick's house because of poor sportsmanlike conduct in high school?
Yeah, basically.
Jesus, what a douche. I don't even want to be around that dad.
Yeah. So, you know, I was having fun, though. I think people forget that it's a game.
That there should be some showmanship.
Yeah, I was having fun. Like, and here's the thing is, he was the only guy who had a problem with it. Like, nobody else had a problem with it. None of the coaches cared. They didn't give a shit. They were like, look, if you do that stuff and then you get out, I'll have a problem with it. But I didn't get out, you know? So I was playing in a league that was below my level, basically, like where I really was in terms of skill. So I was just having fun with my friends. I mean, but yeah, I was banned from the house.
You're like, yeah, I'll swing a few rounds with you. And I'll come mentor the kid.
Yeah, but whatever. Like, the thing is, we lost like almost every game. Like, you know, when you have one good player on a team.
I had a soccer team when I was a kid, and we scored one goal in the entire season.
Jesus.
And we didn't just play like other teams that were more serious than us. We played like kids that were half our age, and like then they destroyed us.
Oh, Jesus.
I blame the coach.
See, here was the thing about where we were when it came to baseball, okay? Like, the team I was on right before that, we didn't lose a game for 3 years, and we won city championships 3 years. We didn't lose a game.
I got a question.
Like, we were a dynasty, and then it's like, you know, we get pulled. They split the dynasty up, and it's like, oh, well, you know, fuck. Like, it wasn't as fun, so I had to do things like. There's a time I got into a coach's face and I flipped him off and told him to go fuck himself. And then the umpire, who was my friend, pretended he didn't see that. Like, it was madness.
At 15, you were like a grizzled baseball player. It's like, suck my dick. It's my last season.
Oh, yeah, man. That's what it was. And it was the last season. So, you know.
I have a question for Cosmic.
Come on, I was used to winning. And before that, I was on a very bad team where we won one game the entire season. So, you know, I don't like these fucking parents that think, oh, it's
the sanctimony of the game.
Sportsmanship is so overrated to me. I don't understand it for life. I mean.
That was the beginning of role model life. It started with sports where they're like, we'll let you play your little game, but you got to be a role model for the kids. No swears.
Yeah, I'm like, no drinks. It's like I'm 18. I'm a kid.
The like, Toronto Junior League is hardcore. Sorry.
Yeah, it was. It was. Those were the days, but yeah. It was absolutely banned from the house.
One day we're going to talk to Lamp God, who was a baseball phenom but hated baseball.
Oh, my bad.
That always seemed weird to me. Someone like think of it like a NASCAR driver that would never watch NASCAR, you know?
Yeah, seems man. Cool. Like there's a lot of dudes like that. There's a guy, Adam Dunn, who hit 400 home runs, and he hated baseball. He's like, I don't watch it. I hate it.
For instance, there are guys that are great at stand-up that hate comedy.
I feel like anybody who's a professional or an expert in anything, they're all just nerds. I went and watched a bunch of break dancers, and I realized, oh, these are like nerds who sit in their house all day and practice these goofy moves for once a month whenever they have the break dance competition. Yeah, and anybody who's an expert or a professional, even like any top sports player or anything who's professional or expert or top of their game, they're just a huge nerd for that thing.
Oh, they're nerds. Let me tell you, when I was a teenager, I was forced into the church, and it was a cool church, and our youth group had break dancers.
Oh my God.
And we would go out and we would witness.
Ian was one of them.
They're break dancing. I have no down rock. They would break dance to attract a crowd, and then they would come up huffing and puffing and be like, but seriously, can I talk to you about Jesus real quick? You know, the real move is letting Jesus slide into your heart.
Damn. I've been fucking Jesus windmill all through your spirit. Now, speaking that you were talking about being a soccer player, I just have to mention, I have someone in my backstage, and I feel like I need to bring him up. Only because he's the only person who's really stood up for me. That's Jings and Things. And I don't know if you've seen his video, Ian, but Jings is very upset. Absolutely. Should we bring him up? Okay.
And Jings, you're not wrong.
I was just saying, Jings, come on. You put out a pretty controversial video today.
Hey, Jings. Mrs. Crabapple is mad at me, but she doesn't realize I have a clip of Cosmic and Rex reviewing an LLC tape, but I'm waiting for that tape to drop before I drop the reaction, which has a lot of Ryan Long commentary in it.
Right.
Jigs I mean, Things like, was cracking, baby.
I mean, like, Ryan Long isn't in y'all's universe. If it wasn't for you, he wouldn't be here in the first place for us to, like, make a ruckus about anyways. So it's, like, it's kind of weird. It's like the chicken and egg type deal.
You know, I have some clips on this subject in our grab bag of garbage. What do you say? We put a pin in this. We'll pull the bag up. And we'll just ruffle around into it till we find Ryan Long in there.
Okay, you okay right with now. That, Jinx? You all right with reacting some videos, the grab bag?
Okay, sure.
Bit?
Okay, sure. Let's go. Yeah, because I don't know. I like his stuff. It's not bad. I mean, it's like you ever see like Alex Jones do skits and stuff. I mean, it's all well produced. It's like all great and
excellent
stuff.
Graphics. Like, Alex Jones got me when like Zeitgeist and the first Prison Planet came out. Yeah. I sat there and watched his videos till I popped a vessel in my eye. I was scared to death. I said, the FBI is coming.
Right.
All right.
I'm putting it back up. Hold on. Ian. Go ahead.
We're starting off with some controversy tonight. You know, when Ryan Long was on our show, I was saying that I don't think Big J. Okerson's that good.
Right.
And then when Ryan Long dropped his next podcast, you know, because we're star makers, he went from our show to the Bonfire, to Tim Pool, and to Anthony Cumia. Bow! Right off the with apologies dollar.
Right.
Power of the dollar.
Damn.
And he goes out of his way to mention that, like, Big J is, like, literally, like, the best. Like, his biggest influence and his mentor. Like, he probably writes down things that Jay says in his notebook.
Did he tweet out when he was on the bonfire?
Yeah, he tweeted the shit out of that text, nigga. He had retweets.
What the fuck?
Hearts, likes, burner accounts were retweeting it.
Yeah, I like your black voice when you get excited. It's like, oh, shit, nigga.
What a real piece of shit,
you
though.
Know, I was listening back to the last show, and, like, sometimes I suck. And I'm like, thank God Cosmic and Rex are there because they're carrying the funny. Let's turn it up a little bit and do some motherfucking funny tonight.
Right. So, I mean, it's kind of weird.
Starting off, Big J, Joke Thief.
Let's check this thing out.
Yeah.
I stay blurry.
It's just internet bullshit.
It's just that internet bullshit.
Oh, geez.
Pause.
Wait a minute.
Now, I didn't bother putting in a clip of me saying it first. You know, I didn't have to go back to back. I feel like we already did that with Lewis. But can you guys could just co-sign for me that that's some stolen shit?
Sounds like it.
Nah, you know what it is, Ian?
I stay blurry.
It's just internet bullshit.
That's what Ooh. I think it is.
Oh.
You think he's stealing from me or the one person I've licensed that to, Hostbusters?
I think he's stealing from Hostbusters. I do wonder why. Is he trying to have a catchphrase? Does he save more than once?
He spent so much time picking out an outfit, and the next to-do list was a catchphrase. It's now 14 years into his career.
Yeah, like...
Lewis, I think the only thing holding me back is they don't have a catchphrase. I just need, like, a good catchphrase. What should I do?
Doggy. Oh, you think he got it from Luis J. Gomez?
I bet you Lewis sold it to him. Might have licensed it to him. He's making money off my work.
You know why he did that? He did that because he wanted to go. Well, Ian thinks I'm stealing shit. I'm going to pawn him his stealing thing off on Jay.
He's a snake in the grass. The Puerto Rican rattler. I feel like I should be getting royalties because his little cartoon is sponsored he's sponsored by Kratom, and he's actually making money off of his shit. Philip Wave belongs on Gas Digital. Write me a check.
Hold on. I feel like we need to give Luis J. Gomez a chance to respond to this.
It's just that internet bullshit.
Oh, this is bullshit.
Now, you might say, like, Ian, oh, that's one example. Well, I went ahead and brought two. Let's keep playing the motherfucking tip.
As long as they hear us, it don't matter.
Dog, I stay.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Here's Pepper from American Horror Story. You've all seen her. How is that not the same fucking guy?
You look like, is it Pepper from American Horror Story?
That's the one. Gotta be honest.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Ooh.
Is he stealing from Red Bar now?
Ooh, child, things is gonna get uglier. Big J, not only a Red Bar fan, but a Red Bar stan. Stealing them jokes.
I need to see who he was referencing, though. Like, who is he referencing?
I can give you the context. That came from an episode with Ari Shaffir. And so Red Bar's big video is called Ari Shaffir Quits Comedy. He makes that joke in there. He does the bit for like 3 minutes. And Big J just went ahead and pulled that out of his back pocket and laid it on Ari on Legion of Skanks last week.
Jesus Christ. I knew it. I knew Big J Oakerson was a thief.
We already know he stole his persona from Dave Attell. Doesn't have an act. Big J.
You know, I hear about who Dave Attell is, and I have no fucking clue who the fuck he is.
Because he hides under a fucking rock.
Same here.
Dave Attell's the guy who said, I hate traveling. When I was younger, my dad used to beat me with a globe.
That's a good one. That's literally one of my favorite jokes that he's ever done. Dave Attell is funny, but he's lazy as fuck.
So what was Ryan Long's thing about BJ Oakerson? Like, why does he look up to him?
Well, you know, he's what they call a clout shark.
Dick Ryder.
That's why maybe you shout out some shows, but you don't shout out other shows. Yeah. Cosmic, if you want to go ahead and look for the Ryan Long clip, I feel like we're just dying to get into it.
Like, I mean, but which... Ryan Long isn't even in the same like criteria of comedy that Big J's in. Like it's infamous how what Big J does. He's just the crowd guy, and then Ryan Long. I mean, if anything, he's like a sketch guy now, kind of, isn't he? Or like, how would you classify?
Yeah, he's like a Facebook comedian, right? He does like silly, goofy sketches that are politically ugh. But hold on, yeah, I looked over this once. I think it's really close. Like, I think it's the next few seconds.
It might be the next one. I might have front loaded this with controversy. So
I wish I had
playing.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Talk about that. That was. I never brought that up on stage.
Yeah, I think this is the only thing in the middle. Yeah.
Well, this is a short one, but this is a big find. All right, this is big to our universe. This is a show called The Colin Quinn and Nick DiPaolo Show. Raise your hands if you knew it ever existed.
I remember that show.
I don't remember a motherfucking thing. Well, I found this on a YouTube channel called Elon Bust, who I like. Shout out, go sub. And Patrice O'Neill calls in. And Patrice O'Neill, who wasn't friends with Dante before he dies, talks mad shit about the homie Dante. This might be the only audio in existence of Patrice acknowledging that he don't like Dante.
I hope so.
Okay, hold on.
Like, I hope there's more.
Hey, matter of fact, you told me, you said, when are you going to get over that woman thing?
Oh, you got the wrong black guy. You must think I'm
Johnson. Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of comics who are 6'4", 270.
Oh, we might have to go through this a couple times.
Yeah.
The context is Nick DiPaolo is like, why you hating on women, dude? And Patrice is like, nigga, what? I hate these hoes. Like, you didn't know? And Patrice is like, DiPaolo's like, I thought you told me to lighten up on the women. And Patrice says, you got me mixed up with the other black guy. As in, he never co-signed Dante's pimpology. And then he says Dante's name, but it's real quiet and real quick.
Should I go back, or are they going to?
Let's try 15 seconds. Everybody just listen tight.
Yeah.
Wait, go back a little bit and then. Listen, Ty. I'm sorry.
The whole clip is only like 14 seconds long, so.
All right, I'm fucking. Let's start from here. Perfect.
Talk about that. That was. I never brought that up on stage the last 10. Matter of fact, you told me. You said, "When are you going to get over that woman thing?"
Oh, you got the wrong black guy. You must be.
Oh, you must be thinking about Don.
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of comics who are 6'4", 270, wear $200 throwback jerseys every night.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys who bite your style.
Well, look,
and
I'm praying
like
that you guys make this, man. This is my fingers are crossed for you two lovely sweetie pussies.
Wonderful, wonderful.
This is the Ryan Long stuff, right?
Yeah,
of course. Sorry.
So,
Jeans,
let me introduce you. After Ryan did our show and got the big with apologies bump, this is his next episode, and he's going to say he's been on a media spree, and these are the shows he did this week.
All right.
Anyways, this has been kind of a fun week. I did a lot of cool things. I did the bonfire with Okerson and Dan Soder, probably two of the funniest people in the world. I thought Jay Okerson's Netflix special was one of the best.
Did you?
Come like my group of people that I've been hanging with. And I did Anthony Cumia, who was, if you watched... Opie and Anthony was probably one of the greatest radio shows in the history of the world. I didn't
know
yesterday,
know Opie and Anthony,
which I'm an idiot because I looked up on my, I'm so stupid, dude. He said it's the suburb of Philadelphia, but it was in New Jersey. So I looked at the wrong address. And then I was like, and I was like 2 hours before, cause it said it was 45 minutes away. And then I was too late to catch a train. So I just took a $400 Uber. It's my, that I'm,
it's, right,
that I definitely do find. I've heard
pause.
People.
So you're, he takes a $400 Uber to get to the simp Tim fucking pool, and he can't even expend a fucking tweet.
I didn't put it in here, but he says that the Tim pool is going to be the next Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Maybe.
Ian, that's your boy.
He took everything I said about Lewis and said it would be Tim pool instead.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
Now, he said he did some cool things this week. He did... Big J, greatest comic of all time, definitely not a joke thief.
Mm.
He did Anthony Cumia, definitely not a pedophile that bites and beats people.
Sorry. Definitely not a pedophile.
Comedy legend. I don't think he, I swear to God, he's probably never heard an episode of Opie and Anthony.
Right.
If he rocks with Revenge of the Sis, that was his entry point to like edgy comedy. And then number three, he did the Big Tim Pool, but he didn't mention the YouTubers. You know, he said before our show, he did some Indian Kid, Shannon, Roxy, or some dumb shit.
That's true.
And then he did us. He ain't mentioned the YouTubes, even though he's a YouTuber. Like, he made his shit kind on of YouTube.
Forgetting the platform.
Is he platform shaming?
That's exactly he's platform shaming. A little bit.
Now, he's got quite a few subs, and Cosmic is quite near 1,000. So it might have put him over the top.
It really might have.
Get that little bit of sunshine.
Mm-hmm. How many people you think are listening to Compound Media these days, especially like a episode with Ryan Long on it? Because like with Compound Media, like the only times I kind of watch it is when a name that I'm familiar with is on it, like Ron Bennington or some shit like that. Like who's going into Compound Media, and then who's going on Compound Media featuring Ryan Long? Like how many viewers is that? Maybe like 200, maybe.
Y'all, he's throwing shade.
Is much bigger.
It's not shade. It's fucking like who do you know listens to Compound Media? Who do you know is giving $10 to the kid fucker a month to listen to him go to listen to him say the same fucking Soprano, you know, fucking bullshit. I mean, it's fake laughter, fucking Soprano references, fucking I used to be famous in 2008. I mean, it's just like how much of that can we listen to and be like, oh yeah, I'm entertained right now, you know?
So like, Jings, you're my guy.
Well.
And then as far as live radio, you know, Dan Soder and Big J Oakerson, like how many people live listen to that? Was somebody there like capturing that audio? Like, oh shit, guys, wait, there's a Ryan Long feature. We got to capture this and put it on our YouTube, guys. Hold the phone. Like, no, it's like whoever was listening live to that show at that particular time, listened to it. So how many people do you think that is? How many truckers do you think we're done fucking little boys and said, oh, wait, sorry, guys. Like, I'd fuck you, but Ryan Long is on with...
What's with this diss on truckers now? What, the truckers are fucking little kids? What are you talking about?
Truckers are about to lose their jobs to the tech industry? You going to shit on them while they're on their last leg?
Okay, fine. But how many people do you think listen to that? In that small little space, how many people do you think
listen to that? I would actually like to hear it because I want to know if Kumia has a like, oh, ha, 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 but seriously, the niggas, right?
Yeah.
Like, I want to see.
Like a racist Count Dracula.
Yeah. So this is my guesstimations. So Compound Media, maybe 50 viewers. Bonfire, maybe 20 bored, fucking grinding their teeth, fucking truckers. Maybe.
Maybe, baby.
And then Tim Pool, like nobody was there to listen to bumfuck Ryan Long fucking mom memes motherfuckers. Like, oh wow, Karen. Ryan Long's on the show? I'm like, no. I think most people that listen to Tim Pool are just there for like Tim Pool and then for his like guest that he has. And the guest that he has isn't Ryan Long in particular. You know, so it's like maybe in this whole media run he got 100 views. But how many viewers were watching live on Cosmic Cams? Like,
well, he said late nine don't mean shit. The With Apologies bump is a real bump. If the crew likes you, the whole crew will follow you. Now, yeah. I'm going to set this clip up so I can take a bathroom break. It's right. Funny he should say that he likes all those shows because what he said earlier in the show sounds like a direct reference to CEO and sounds like someone who's on the side of funny, not clout chasing. I'll let you explore.
Oh, shit.
CEO, this is enraging.
People sort of say this to me recently in interviews that one of the things they liked was that there's places where I could have made a point and I avoided it and gone for the funny. And I was even saying that when I was editing my videos the other day. There was like a few things that I was like, oh, that'd be a good point. But I was like, that's not that funny, so I leave it out. And it was kind of like that Chappelle joke where he said, When Kramer knows that he's more comedian than black guy, because when Kramer, Michael Richards had his big like thing where he yelled the N-word and got in so much trouble, he goes, yeah, yeah. Like there was like, you know, a small percentage of me that was like, man, I can't believe he would say that. That's racist. But like the bigger part of me was like, yo, dude, Kramer's having a bad set.
CEO, do you remember that analogy or that comparison?
I don't remember him saying it, but I remember what's his face saying it. Chappelle saying that.
No, but you don't remember that. I'm pretty sure, I'm hoping Ian gets back, that you said that to him. That you told him about being more comedian than black. Yeah, you gave him that. That example that he just used, you gave him that. I'm almost certain of it. Maybe I misheard last time, but I think that's why Ian added this particular clip in, because I think you gave him that like whole picture, you know?
I don't remember that, but if, you know...
Maybe it was Ian, but I see Ian had to go fucking get. He had to go squat and pee.
Let me tell you something.
What's no,
I'm just said I'm just saying, you know, mirtazapine, you know, I don't remember a lot of what happened.
What did you
say? He said he appreciated that he was on the side of funny instead of trying to make a point.
Okay, but he didn't do the Dave Chappelle analogy, or was that Ryan Long who made... Somebody, one of us made the Dave Chappelle analogy. I'm almost certain of it. Or comparison.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Because I don't remember that.
Uh-oh, Ian left. All right. Sworn. Because I was thinking about, here come the cicadas, guys. I got to run. But let's see. Let's see where this is going to go, okay? Let's give it a second. Let's see where this is going. Let's see what Ian set us up with. But yeah, you know, but you definitely, yeah, I'm pretty sure you picked up on that, right? Ian, or CEO, you were the one who gave him the whole like going for something funny instead of making a bigger deal. I remember that crystal, like clear as day. I know you said that, but somebody made that Dave Chappelle analogy. But anyway, yeah, but he definitely took that from you, CEO. You were the one telling, like, some people tell me. So this motherfucker is going to reference the show, reference CEO's fucking compliment. But he can't even give a fucking tweet. I bet Jeffrey Epstein tweeted the kid molested, at least. Just saying.
You think he did it? You think he gave
probably.
A tweet?
Yeah,
before it happened?
Real quick. Just not that many. You know, how many words are you allowed or how many characters? But he still did it. It's more than fucking Ryan did for me. Anyway. I mean, shit, I could have got a couple of hundred followers. Anyway, let's see where this is going. I don't want to get bitter.
And I kind of...
Wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, that's it. Ian, get back here. I don't want to get into whatever the hell this is.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I think he's referencing fucking, oh shit. Ian's been right there. I don't know how long he's been there. Sorry, Ian, I'll be quiet now. Go ahead. Take your show back over, Ian. Sorry.
No, you were saying?
I just think it's bullshit that he can... Piggy. He can reference fucking CEO's compliments and stuff like that, but he can't even, you know what I'm saying? He can't even mention it. Nah, fuck Twitter. I know that takes some thumb work. He can't even just like use his voice to fucking say, oh, I was on this With Apology show. Fuck Cosmic. Just say With Apologies. I'll get a little bit of bump from that alone, you know?
In that episode, he was a little bit of a edgy boy making fun of fat people. And kind of copying the Nicole Arbour thing that I said was cool. And I just kind of feel like you can't be on the side of feeling like you're a gangster because you did that, but then you're scared to, you know, retweet Cosmic Cam. You can't retweet Cosmic Cam? You don't feel like you did good on the show? Do you feel like you bombed, Ryan?
Wasn't he doing a lot of industry talk anyways on the show? So why is he saying that he was putting the funny in front instead of making a point? Like, wasn't he just doing all points?
Well,
like,
that's
funny?
It's a good point, Jings. When he was on the show, it was all points. Mr. Belly Bell.
Hold on. I'll contradict that and say CEO said that Tim Pool hated that Ryan was trying to make jokes every 2 seconds.
Right.
I thought he did.
Yeah, but on your show, on the Cosmic Cam show, he wasn't doing any jokes. Like, on the part, on the show where it's actually about banter, he was like, okay, no more jokes. It's time for me.
All right.
I'm President Ryan Long of comedy, and here's my synopsis of the comedy industry. Now, guys.
If you were to look at him like a bag of weed, so he's like 80% industry talk,
talk about being a comedian by volume, and then 20% straight THC indica doing the thing rather than talking about the thing.
20% luck and 20% work, 10%. Remember that song?
You're saying Ryan's mostly seeds and stems.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I think he's a 20% failed punk rock band. Actually, you know, I don't even know too much about it. Dude, have you seen his older YouTube? Like,
Kenny TV would disagree with that.
It looked like Shalom music. Shalom.
Shalom.
Oh, man. No, I mean, he's been on YouTube for like 12 years or so. And if you go back, he has like a lot of uploads of his like shitty bands that he's been with and stuff. And it's just, you know, like who's backing this guy, first of all? Because like he has great editing and video work. And do you think this fuckboy is like on YouTube, like learning how to like shoot and like frame rate and shit like that? Like, do you think this guy's doing that? Or does he have like a team behind him? Or like what's his
you
deal?
Don't understand. He was a boy band in Canada. They have four successful albums. So this would be like if one of the dudes from Blink 182 transitioned into comedy. And he had two shows out there, and these are like big, like IFC level shows.
Right.
So it's like he's famous in Canada.
Mm. So is this his word?
Which is really like being famous, not at all.
So is that his word or
it's like being famous in one state in America?
Yeah, it's like there are bands that are only famous in California. There's lots of them.
So like from Canada, like we rock with what is it, Drake, and I feel like there's one other Canadian,
but like Celine Dion.
We take the one best guy, but right. We don't fuck with
Justin Bieber.
No one else. Yeah, Justin Bieber. And Drake, but not a single person underneath them.
Cardinal.
Not a one.
Well, Rex says that he's not famous in Canada.
I mean, like, even if he was famous in Canada, wouldn't that translate into, like, YouTube views even from, like, 12 years ago? Because, like, this guy's been a nobody until he jumped onto the,
Are you saying he's been a nobody until he started taking a political angle?
Yeah, until he started hating the left. Fucking liberals, am I right?
Fucking libtears.
Fucking faggots, am I right? Hey, I kind of hate black people, all right? So I'm not only hate them, I hate them enough for people to like me. Like, I'm racist for clout. Like, that's
you know, there's a lot of talk about this narrative you're describing on the Ian Ellis mixtape volume 6, which will be coming out on the Ian Ellis LLC later this week.
You know. No, so I mean, well, so like I said, like who said that he was famous in Canada? Like, did he say that, or is that documented?
Well, he was trying to show us, like, hey, like I'm like a pretty big deal in Canada, but I'm just now trying to make my bones in America. So yeah. He's been through the system where like he's had some real shows. He has agents. He has a production team. He has a squad.
Yeah,
this isn't like, you know, me making Philip Wave on my phone.
Yeah,
just pure creativity. This dude has a team.
I mean, how is he bankrolling all of that, though? It's like...
Got that punk rock money.
Shut the fuck up. No, he doesn't.
Four albums, son. He said he was a playboy.
I mean, the music videos look like legit professionally made. Like, it wasn't just like somebody handheld camera'd some punk videos for him. Like, he was in a band that was somewhat successful.
I don't want to overstress you, but if you want to find one of his videos, I think we could watch it. And maybe get Jang's opinion on it as a musician.
No, because like Ryan Long isn't a producer. Like he isn't in there, like in you know, editing videos and shooting and shit. Like even his podcast setup is really like, look at me, Dad. I know what I'm doing. Like that shitty phone that he has in the back. That isn't actual like soundproofing. The way you do that, he might as well put a blanket over himself. And then go, hey guys, I'm soundproof, and this is really professional, because that only picks up like the high frequencies of your sound, and that's really easy to do if you just have like any other shitty fucking $150 microphone. So all that shit's extra for like fucking people go, oh shit, nigga, like this nigga got fucking goddamn soundproof.
Are
and shit,
you huh? saying it looks like he's in a studio, but really he's probably in a walk-in closet? Where
it looks like
he's put siding on one wall, and he's hung up
he's aping the style of Mersch by hanging up two foam squares. It looked like it was made by Tool Time.
It looked like he asked his dad for $200 for some fucking, you know, shitty 4x8, you know, pad things and some fucking self-sealing glue and shit. Like, that's what it looks like. And then his audio is overly compressed, but then at the same time, it's not doing what compression's supposed to do. So it's like his whole style.
James, like, yeah, what do you think his conversation is like when he calls his dad?
I don't know.
Dad, you know, I'm killing it out here. I've been here 6 months. Yeah, you know, fighting the establishment. Yeah, you know, like basically a young Jordan Peterson in the day.
You know, mijo, look, I don't understand. Like, sabes que you can come back and, like, you know, do...
Mijo. His dad's a Mexican.
Mijo, I wish you'd just get job.
Si. Why you change your name too long? Your real last name Rodriguez, fool.
Ryan Rodriguez.
Look, I understand how they pay out on YouTube like 400,000 views. Hey, shit. Sabes que, like, what? It's $3 for 3,000 views, fool?
Pues... Dad, I was on the Tim Pool show. He was on Rogan. Can you believe that?
Tim Pool. Mira, you can make the same $80 you made on that podcast cleaning pools with me. You know, pero you don't want to work. You don't want to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. You go to work. You know, like.
Yeah. Did you watch the tape I sent you? I sent you links to all of it. He's the one in the beanie.
No, I mean just.
He works for Vice, Dad. You know what Vice is?
No, like, who's backing this guy? Like, how much money do you think he actually has?
No, Dad, I got like super clout stars off this. Dad, my clout is through the roof right now. Like. I
know we're shitting on him, but there's one thing I do like that he does is anytime people ask who he works for, he says he works for Vice. I like Ryan, I like him,
but he didn't retweet Cosmic, so.
Yeah. Does he work for Vice?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I just like that Vice might get a little bit of shit back for, you know.
Look at his dog whistling pedophilic bullshit on the screen right now. Jesus
Ryan,
Christ.
if you're listening to this, we don't hate you. We're just the best friends you're gonna wish you didn't have.
No, I fucking hate you. I want to curb stomp the fuck out of your stupid fucking fuzzy
curb
stomp. Yeah, curb stomp. I just want to feel his feeble Jew jaw fucking.
Oh,
what
I say? The blink
concrete. Just do what.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Is anyone surprised that Kenny TV really likes this song?
Of course he does.
No, you.
See, I need to know how much do you love it.
Yeah.
I fucking hate this shit.
Come on, it's fun. It's youthful Canadians.
Like, if
there's not one
college,
overweight Canadian, that's what bothers me.
If you were in college and you had to shoot this video for a credit, do you feel like they did a good job here?
I feel like I'd be okay with redoing the class.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna wait till punk rock's out of style.
I mean, they just threw somebody $5,000 to like mix an awesome song and shoot a fucking video. Like that's not accolade. That's you being a fucking sucker for not learning how to do this shit on yourself. In the first place,
the chat is saying we should let Kenny on to defend his new favorite band.
Absolutely.
All right.
You
Kenny,
know, I had a theory that, like, if you're a rapper, you can go and do anything else and it's kind of accepted. You can go be an actor or an athlete, but if you're anything else, you can't be that first and then go be a rapper. And I feel like if you're Blink 182,
yeah.
You can't then have a second career as not Blink-182.
I want to see Ryan Long rap. I think that'd be cool. You know,
I think it's possible, and that's not my new favorite band.
Yeah.
But what would you? How would you put them into the context of punk rock music?
Yes, it is.
They're okay.
Yes, it is, Kenny. Don't fucking lie to us.
The Boffstones are my favorite band. So shut up. They're
okay.
Good. They're not great.
I knew he was gonna fucking say that.
Not great.
I knew he was gonna say that.
They're not Trump.
the mighty, mighty Boss Tones or whatever.
Ryan Wong's band is kind of like Ian's career at this point. I mean, it's good. Well, it's not great.
Kenny, do you own a single CD that isn't sold at Target?
Yes.
Oh, you got a couple Walmart purchases. Oh, in there. You get the family-friendly version too.
Mm. Like, what you wouldn't want to see Ryan Long rap? Like when he's done sucking off Steven Crowder's shtick, he can do Tom McDonald's shtick. Wouldn't that be so cool?
Well, James, like, I loved your video, but for a moment I thought you did a rap diss against him, and I was super excited for that. Oh. So if you feel like if it comes across your heart to put a rap diss against him, don't let anything stop you.
Oh. He is a musician, after all.
He might punk rock back at you.
Oh shit! Damn, it'd be punk versus rap, but I don't think I could do that. It's just
everyone should tweet Jing's video at Ryan Long. We should get Jing's a little bit of clout for this.
It's almost at like 300 views. That's about what our show gets.
I think Ryan Long already has seen it. I mean, I think he's the type to like type Ryan Long into YouTube. And the way I tagged that video, I tagged it Ryan Long, Ryan Long, Ryan Long, left versus right, Ryan Long, you know, whatever, you know. So he's seen it already. And, you know, he's probably just like, whatever, fucking haters, you know. You know,
bullshit. Yeah, they're making reaction videos about me.
Mira, fool, that fuck is a reaction song, fool. She's a fucking sweaty Mexican.
Dad, did you see the Guatemalan who was screaming about me?
You like seeing Saint Clown Posse?
Did you see Ross DM'd it to Woost and called him a faggot?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I think Ryan Long responded to us. Yeah, you literally have Juggalo tattoos. LMFAO, not even going to respond. Like, that's just going to be.
Ryan Long has Juggalo tattoos?
No, Ryan Long's going to tell me. Ryan Long's going to tell me you literally have Juggalo tattoos.
Oh, you do? Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. No,
There's no belief about it. We've seen it. He's on screen right now.
I'm on TV right now.
Right in front of you.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Okay. I can see it.
Yeah,
first you missed a mole on Joe's face. Now you're missing Juggalo tattoos. You might need to get your eyes checked.
So, Jinx, you were saying Scott's horrible, and you like the Insane Clown Posse, who makes some of the most horrible music I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, shit.
It's usually people that rip on Scott and stuff usually don't like good music anyways.
Kenny?
There you go.
Yeah.
Kenny, have you ever heard the song where they say fuck like 99 times in a row?
Probably not, but I've heard their other songs, and yeah, they stinko maninko.
Fuck your girlfriend, I probably did already. Yeah, that's a good one.
Too Dope and Shaggy J.
Yeah.
They're cooler than Eminem.
I mean,
right? I'll put it like that. Eminem won in the 2000s, but right now, Too Dope is cooler than M.
I mean, Eminem's a little Illuminati puppet, you know, it's like, fuck all of that.
And one of them called out the Ralph Report. So they're in this internet shit, too.
Yeah, Eminem's a little Illuminati puppet, and he has that whole weird, I hate being white thing, even though that's the only reason why he's famous, is because he's white. So it's just...
Stays in a tracksuit. You know,
yeah, stays in a tracksuit. I don't know. Fucking...
All right, guys. You know, a lot of this grab bag is our guys that we make fun of, but I also just want to just make fun of some stuff. So how do you feel about making fun of a retarded kid?
Yeah, sure.
CEO, comment?
Well, you know, I'm up for that.
Some might say he looks like a dolphin. Cosmic, go ahead. We're going to take it to a recent controversy involving our friend Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, shit.
Like, there was like, you know, a small percentage of me that was like, man, I can't believe you would say that.
Fuck up,
racist,
Ryan
but,
Long.
Like, the bigger part of you was
fuck
like,
out of here.
Shut the fuck up.
Wonderful. Sorry, guys.
Wonderful.
Like, I've been getting keys since I was like, yay, tall. People laugh at me, stare at me.
Lifetime of bullying to not prepare Jamel.
Are you saying Shaquille O'Neal's retarded?
I know.
Picture with
you.
The caption,
you
want to pause it for a second? The unflattering. When Shaquille
oh
O'Neal-
shit, pause.
Shaquille O'Neal's looking retarded.
Oh,
totally
shit.
Retarded right now.
Shaquille O'Neal posted this on his Instagram. He saw this ugly boy He said, I can make that face.
Now he looked ugly McFugly.
Ugly McFugly, you got it, Kenny.
That's right. Yeah.
He has the teeth of a toddler. His nose looks like a stingray.
Hey, that kid looks almost better than him right now.
Look, I think this is the white media blaming like black Twitter, because this is what black people do. Like, they just goof on each other. Like, that's just what it is. You know, you look fucking stupid, they're gonna call you fucking stupid. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, but white people, they think that, you know, this is wrong. It's not wrong. God hates you, and we as a people need to punish you as well. Like, there's nothing wrong with
this. I like
James. Stupid Manubit. That's what Shaquille O'Neal is like right now. Stupid Manubit.
All right. Yeah. So this kid was getting teased in real life, became a living meme, and then made a decision about what to do with his newfound attention. Let's find out what this young man did after Shaq made fun of him.
His Instagram account earned more than 14,000 likes and more than 400 comments.
I was kind of hurt. Y'all look up to him.
I was kind of hurt.
Boy, you look hurt. God damn me.
Kind of hurt like he, my feelings.
He looked like he always staring into the sun.
Megamind head ass.
Some people say I look like dwarf if he ate a bee. A bumblebee.
Come on.
I look like a sunburned dolphin.
Jeez, let's I look like
Helen McKellar's twin brother almost. That's right.
Thanks, Kenny.
Oh, well, Kenny, shit.
This whole season, I'm like, why he making fun of me when he's supposed to be this role model?
Uh-oh.
And on a social media account with former U of M standout Trey Burke's name on it, more of the same. He and Shaq weren't the only ones who seemed to score laughs at Jamel's expense.
Oh, wait, okay, so now I'm mad at the news guy too, right? Right?
Yeah, at some point they're making fun of him.
Yeah, that news guy wrote that line in there. Score some jokes.
Yo, is that Dave Chappelle? Is Chappelle the fucking news guy that looks like Dave Chappelle in 2004?
I wonder how he felt when he got this. Because on the one side, it's like, oh, we just going to make fun of black people. But on the other side, it's like, black Twitter going to love this. Low-key, this is hilarious.
You think that black kid's going to like make a rap song now or some shit? Like, is he going to...
Oh, no, he does make something. Not a rap song, my friend.
Do you guys know who Welvin the Great is?
No.
Got him.
That guy, that is the same... Like, this guy needs to go that route and just be the paraded retard.
I feel like he's going to go another route. Radio CEO.
There was a rapper that tweeted out that black kid was his number one shooter.
Jeez.
All right, let's keep playing because
Atlanta rapper Waka Flocka Flame appears to join in too.
Waka Flocka. This is my number one shooter. He had his on Instagram, and there was like probably like 10,000 likes and 5,000.
Pause for a second.
Despite the online abuse, Jamel.
Pause for a second. This is how fucking shitty these pieces of shit media people are. They go interview him and have him read the insults.
Oh, hell yeah.
Come on,
dude.
That's my favorite.
That's
part.
A troll's dream to be like, so how did you feel? And what did they say about you? And you got Fox News to do the job for you.
Yeah.
While they played Waka Flocka's music in the background.
Oh, man.
All right.
There's no better win than that.
It's looking up.
I got a mind view, like, I can't let it get to me. Because then I get hurt and depressed. I just keep my mind high and positive.
And he wants to turn the mean-spirited gawking into an anti-bullying movement.
I'm showing like a whole little thing called Hug Don't Judge.
His head looks like a milk dud. I don't know. Yeah, go ahead.
He started a new community called Hug Don't Judge. Now, right. What I would like to see, if this website exists, is I want to see the monsters that signed up for this. They were like, don't judge me. I know I have a tentacle in my face, but I'm regular people.
He looks like a Looney Tunes character. Got punched in the face really hard. His face just got
their
stuck
website
like that.
Is just a list of punchable monsters.
Oh.
Hold on, let's get it from his voice again. Hold on.
Mean-spirited gawking into an anti-bullying movement.
I'm starting like a whole little thing called Hug, Don't Judge. It's just rather than bully that person, you know, go up to him and show him that you differ from everybody else.
So we contacted Shaquille O'Neal via Twitter to find out if he or
via Twitter
posted the picture. We also contacted the Utah Jazz, the team Trey Burke plays for, and Wild Flock of Flames record label. No one responded.
Yeah,
Randy
Wimbley,
shit Fox 2 News.
Randy Wimbley's upset.
Wow.
Why did they say that part at the end? Why did they add no one responded?
Yeah.
Why'd you have to shit on his dreams like that?
They're bad people. That's why. They didn't even respond.
This is almost like the news just took time to cover a meme.
Yeah. This is like when a nerdy kid like tells on the teacher and the teacher just makes it worse. You know, it's like
the news is fools watching now.
Right. They didn't even show off the app.
I like that. I like that they're into what we're into.
Our man, Felony Charles Bennett, has a fight coming up October 24th.
Oh, shit.
And we're going to catch up with him a little bit. He's out of the car. He's out the car.
He's out the car. Oh, shit.
He got some good white pussy buying him a hotel room.
Oh, hell yeah.
You get the key fixed, though. If he's out the car, then I guess
the car's still at the fucking Acura dealership.
Oh, fuck.
he's with a Acura saleswoman. She's put him up for the week.
Oh, that'd be my dream.
Damn, Felony, you kind of small. I used to be a number one fighter. I'm a contender.
All right, should we check in on Felony?
Let's check in on Felony, and some people might say that he is nupping.
Uh-oh, let's check it out. I don't like that sound of that. Oh, no,
I
guys.
Disagree with that.
I'll be the judge of that.
Merch.
House. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. Hold up. I said certified freak.
Bathroom break.
So I just had this. I'm sorry. I know it's not one of y'all telling me to stop, but so CEO, that's why does he wear his glasses like that? Can I then ask that? Was that a reasonable follow up?
He never explained that. Why? I just assume that's the way he got them.
All right, maybe that's how they fit on his head. I don't. I'm just very confused by the whole thing. Let's see what he's doing. Looks like he is. Is that bottom lip's not meeting the top lip enough for me? He might be upping.
Oh, what's up, niggas? How y'all niggas doing today, man? How y'all niggas doing today, man?
Oh, wait, hold on.
He's in a different kind of mood.
Yeah, he's like trying to do like YouTube production. Like, oh, I didn't see you there, right? Is that what I feel like that's what he tried to do.
I feel like he just snapped back to reality.
You think he was just out of there for a second? Probably.
Oh, yeah, I'm streaming.
Oh, what's up, guys? Let's see what type of mood he's in. Because, CEO, you're used to him. You know his tempo, his vibe usually. Let's see if it's changed up a little bit.
Yeah, this is new for me.
Beautiful day, man. Man, October 24th, man, we're fighting. We're fighting somewhere in Georgia. October 24th, man. We're fighting. Turn that down a little bit, man. Turn that down a little. Wonderful, wonderful.
Damn.
My nigga.
Wait, hold on. So that was like the promo? I'm guessing that was he was promoting the fact that he has some some fights coming up, flexing, and that he's got himself a nice hotel room. There's so many questions I have. Like, what, he's in Russia or no? Or he's in America?
That's what I'm saying. Why was I told he was in Russia?
He said he's in Georgia.
Or he's going to be in Georgia. Okay. I don't know. Of course he's in decent shape. He's got that crack body.
He got that crack body.
Let's see where he goes with this. I'm worried about our friend.
Nigga basketball with the wonderful, wonderful. But yeah, go to the church, man, with a $400 fucking light bill and tell that preacher or that deacon, hey, I need $420. And the $20 is really for the weed, but you're telling it for gas. And see
wait a minute. How to hustle. This sounds like he's something from experience, you know?
He's running.
Tell the deacon.
He's flipped a deacon or two.
Yeah, and he's got the weed money out of it.
Father, just let me hold 420 right quick.
You think he straightens his glasses for the hustle, or does he have broken glasses confidence in his game?
He gives the deacon an out, though. He's like $420. He gives him an out to know.
I have to wonder.
It's on you.
I have to wonder, CEO, if let's say Charles Bennett shot back up and he went back to the UFC, you know how they do like the pre-fight like interviews with the press and the media and stuff? You think he'll be sitting up there on stage with his glasses like that in a suit?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see Felony do some man on the street where he collects donations for BLM.
Oh my god. I don't think he gives a shit about that.
Restaurant to restaurant, just like, do you have a donation? Maybe some old food? Something you want to donate just to show you support the cause? Can I get that donut too? Oh, you don't support BLM?
I don't think he'd be the best fundraiser.
But he is someone to take advantage.
Yeah, you're right about that. But yes, I feel like there'd be a lot of missing money. I feel like there'd be a lot of crack and a lot of missing money.
I feel like he'd hustle BLM and not know what that stood for.
This BLM thing. Yeah, I got this new hustle with these guys in the BLM. I don't know what the fuck they think. I think it's like politics or something.
I just asked white people if they support it, and they gave me shit.
All right, let's hear another. Let's see. Well, he follows that hustle advice up with.
This is real game from a real hustler.
Yeah. And if you're a woman, attractive woman, please comment on my shit where, hey, yeah, he was trying to fuck me, little old motherfucker. And I might be that old motherfucker that was trying to fuck me. What?
Get you.
Damn. It's a lot of money, man.
He's willing to sell that dick for $400.
If you's a lady, comment on my shit. I never tried that.
Now, he's released 3 videos since then, and he now has a white bitch.
Moving on up in the world.
So it worked.
He's got a juicy Southern belle. She put him up in a hotel room. She stayed there flirting. She looks strung out. Felony's doing all right. October 24th, he's coming back.
What league or where's he? Who does he fight for, CEO?
I have no idea, man. Like King of the Cage or some shit.
Yeah, it can't be anything legit because he can't pass a drug test. So this is some kind of underground boxing.
Yeah, for sure.
To investigate.
$400 purse.
That'd be great if for the UFC, for coronavirus, they're like, fuck it, ratings are down. We're just going to start letting crackheads into the UFC.
Coronavirus!
That'd be crazy.
All right,
Ian, what do we have
in
the bag?
There's all kinds of stuff in this bag. I want to see you stick it out. We're only at an hour.
Okay. I haven't left yet.
Gay bar ram runs. And on certain nights, like I didn't know. Every night they had a different theme.
All right, pause.
And one night I went in there. Like one night it was piss on.
So
So CEO fell asleep watching YouTube and was awoken by the noise of Joey Diaz saying, "Yo, dog, I used to go to gay clubs and show my dick to dudes." So he sent me.
I woke up and all of a sudden I was awake.
He sent me a link to the episode, which is 3 fucking hours long, but he doesn't have a time code. He just woke up. He just was like, "Guys, somewhere in here, Joey's showing his dick to gay dudes." So I started going through that episode, and then I decided to search on YouTube, Joey Gay Club. And it turns out there's dozens of clips of him going to gay clubs. So we're just going to watch a little selection of.
Okay.
On somebody night, like spit on somebody night, like that big guy on the third floor in a tub. But I went in there one time, and there was a guy, and they were playing like a Wheel of Fortune. It wasn't called Wheel of Fortune. It was called like Spin the Cock.
And the guy sound like two very different games.
Like Jesus, but spread his legs.
On a wheel.
On a wheel. And if he won the
pause for a second.
Or whatever, they would make him go.
I don't know who this faggot is. It's his assistant. But it sounds like a little kid that was like, "Oh my god, Uncle Joey's just like taught me how to be a man's and such."
Who, Lee Syatt? You're not a fan of him?
And Joey just took him into his life, like I'm a teacher kid, you know, like Dante taking me in. Yeah, I'll show you the game, Ian. Yeah, I got you, homie. I give you the wisdoms. Joey is taking this little boy in, this riffraff, this orphan. And he sprays Osium all over this boy day and night.
Osium.
Check in with Red Bar to figure out what that's about. And now he's staring at this kid. It's just the two of them in this room. Yeah. And he wants to see how far can he take this gay story. It's almost like a punk test for this kid to see can he do some gay shit.
Nah, Ian, I got Pete Hard here in the background. Do you want Pete Hard up here?
Yeah, get that dude up here.
All right, get your white ass up here, Pete Hard.
Hey, Pete. Hey, Pete.
Hello, gentlemen.
Pete Hard, who recently did a podcast with Jesse P.S. and Necklo exposing fucking Mersh.
Yeah, but it turned out that we were just going to pick on the guy that I was streaming with Shamu for about an hour, which I thought was actually more fun.
Priorities.
What's wrong with Shamu?
Nothing. I think the guy is great, but apparently Jesse wanted to either fight him or fuck him. I don't know. I really couldn't tell. Either he got his dick hard or he got his ass angry. One of the two.
That Shamu, he's a fat faggot. I hate him. I'd kick him if I saw him. And come at me, son. Ian Ellis. Google it, bitch. Shamu, you faggot. Brucka.
God bless. God bless you. You never change, brother. Never change.
All right.
P, are you a fan of Joey Diaz?
I am not. Although I was when Testicle Testaments came out, but ever since then, I just keep losing more and more respect for him.
Yeah.
So
good. I hate that faggot too. So now he's trying to act like it's like cool to like show people his dick or whatever. And Ian Ellis has like compilations of him stating that he's showing people his dick and stuff, like I guess for a goof or whatever, and then
in the first episode of the Man Show with Joe Rogan, he runs out with like a thong and his dick is out.
Yeah, and then they pointed out the little sniffling little laughter in the background. Lee Syatt, his producer, like he's literally just a fat man sitting in a room talking to a microphone. Like, what do you need a producer for that for? It's like how fucking.
My theory on Joey is that he's 90% bullshit. He seemed really cool when he first came out.
Probably.
Oh, man, a felon with some felon stories, like felony Charles Bennett. He seemed like that kind of guy. But I think he really doesn't live that life, and it's mostly just shit that he's taken from movies or making up. I think you're full of shit, Joey. Ian Ellis, come to my neck.
I got some real stories for you right here. You know, I got
Google
some
me, bitch.
A lot of people are going to be on Twitter calling you a motherfucker and all sorts of other.
Yeah, your fans are the biggest faggots on the planet because they all called me cocksucker motherfucker. Oh, like your catchphrase is going to break me.
Yeah. How tall is Joey Diaz, by the way? Is he a big boy?
Oh, if we want to look it up, we have a ton of hate messages to read. I forgot about that from like 2 weeks ago.
Wait, from who? Who would hate us?
There's a whole hate thread on Legion of Skanks.
What? And, what?
Comments on a couple of videos. It's all in the H2O Club. I don't know if Belling can find that shit. That's from like 2 weeks ago. We meant to read it on the show, and then shit happened. I love reading hate comments. I think it's the best shit in the world.
Oh, well, let's hear Joey Diaz's gay stories.
Yeah, because there's a lot of them.
He was upside down.
The winner or the loser?
I don't know what the fuck. But I'll never forget going in there one night on a lewd looking for a gram of blow. Me and my buddies.
I went on a date with a bitch who macked me down off of my Facebook clout. And we started out at a casino, and then she took me to like a gay club that was around the corner. And what was dope about the gay club is free condoms. I filled my pockets up with about 5,600 condoms, and you were allowed to smoke in there because the cops didn't want to come in the gay bar. You could just go ahead and smoke in there.
CEO is the guy that goes to Five Guys and just fills up his pockets with peanuts. He's like, they're free!
Fuck yeah, man. Absolutely.
He's like, can I get five more? His pockets are overflowing. I know you got him back there. Just give me the box. Like, all right, there's the seriously like 10 minutes of Joey at gay clubs. So just power through.
And we went in there and everybody was around this, like, you know, cheering, go, 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 go.
And I'm spinning a dude. They want to jack off on him.
5 minutes. And I'm like, what's going on over that? And it's like, it's all you know, because he was gay as fuck, this guy. His name was Joe Gash. He goes, you didn't know it's, you know, Wheel of Cock Night or whatever.
So I go over,
this poor bastard is upside down, and this fucking, who I think, let me tell you something. These gay guys out here are just nervously laughing. They take them to one of the last night, Lee's playing this fucking game.
They went to a place. Like, this is not just a me.
He let Eric take him to a place that had live men fucking on the TV screens. Okay. What do you think happened in there? They're in there to fuck around. They see you. Eric spreads the word. Oh, he's my comedian buddy. He's straight. As soon as he says the word straight, if it's 10, it just gets around. Boom, 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 boom. There's a straight little Jew that just broke up with his girlfriend. Fresh fucking meat. That's what you become. And next thing you know, the bartender said, you have...
Wait, isn't he like a fat slob, though?
Make his mark
down? No, I got a Bud Light.
Bud Light. Hold Bud on. Light becomes a shot of tequila.
Pause. So when the gays hear that you're fresh meat because they're predatory pieces of shit... what's the drink he said they start buying you? Tequila?
Yeah, well, his Bud Light turned into shots. I don't think he said what type.
Specifically, tequila. Now, this is the second clip. We're about to cut to a third clip where tequila, keep that in mind. Roll the motherfucker.
And you're like, who ordered me a shot of tequila? And fucking he gives it to you, and it's a nice guy. And I come over, and I go, do I know you from the podcast? And now you're getting double worked. You know what I'm saying? You think, blah, 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 blah. You do another shot of tequila. Eric comes over, asks you if you have a good time. You're facing a TV screen. There's a guy putting his dick on another guy's ass.
No, I couldn't look at the TV screen.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You looked at the
screen. Oh, yes, you did.
You looked at the screen and you said to yourself, can I do this? You're playing a bad game, Lee. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get fucked in the ass.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I know for a fact.
I know. I agree. You're going.
I think they could talk you into it one time. You're that gullible. They'll tell you something. You'll join the secret society. You'll be in the CIA. They'll tell you something.
I guarantee you it's
Joe Rogan. Once.
He keeps playing with the body before. I will. Let's just get it out of the fucking way.
Get into the game.
We moved here and we didn't have a kid. So when we moved here one night, my wife and I were sitting here. Nobody invited us to the Super Bowl party.
Okay.
And we said, let's take a walk around the neighborhood. We walked around the neighborhood. We walked into this fucking bar and we're sitting there and the game turns on and they got people bringing food. All these guys are bringing food like cakes and
for the Super Bowl?
For the Super Bowl. They got a pool table and they had all the food on top of there. And about 20 minutes in, maybe 30 minutes, I don't know. I'm having a tequila, whatever the fuck I'm having. I probably got an edible in me.
Mm-hmm.
And all what of a sudden, happened? My wife goes, you do know we're in a gay bar.
He got caught up in a gay bar on an edible, sipping tequila.
In that last story, he was talking about someone else getting that tequila shot and getting talked into sucking a dick. And now he's on an edible and he's taking tequila?
Rogan.
I feel like Joey got talked into some gay shit.
Ian, are you trying to expose...
some balls have been hitting that chin.
Are you trying to expose Joey Diaz so you can feel better about yourself, Ian Ellis?
I only brought this up because CEO wanted to talk about it.
I woke up and I'm just hearing voices and I'm like, is that... That's Joey Diaz. And I'm like, that's Joe Rogan. I'm like... I wasn't listening to this, but for some reason, whenever on my phone, I have an old Android phone that I use just like a tablet, basically. Anytime I go on YouTube, no matter what clip I watch, the next autoplay clip is Rogan.
That ends September 1st.
Oh, okay, good. I'm getting sick of that shit.
I'm going to be glad when he's off of YouTube. Good. Go enjoy Spotify.
Yeah, fuck it. We're shit, man. Like, if we can get like 30 fans, 30 more, I should say. You know, that'd be nice.
You woke up to Joey saying he shows his dick to dudes at gay bars.
That's what I think he said. I was half asleep.
I mean, we know he likes showing his dick to people.
So I at least
after Joey stuck that cock in his mouth, he was half asleep too.
Yeah, exactly.
Jinx, did you ever look up to Joey Diaz?
I hope there's video of just Joey Diaz getting stomped out or something. Just, I don't know. I just hate how tough he thinks he is. I fucking hate that shit.
And like you said, Jinx.
And like you said, he has that 90% bullshit, like, shit of him. And I've never met anyone that liked Joey Diaz that wasn't a total fucking tool. Like that's a motherfucker true. Like a motherfucker that watched Blood In, Blood Out too many times when they were 14 years old. Fucking references American Me. Fucking losers.
He acts like he's like Tony Soprano and the podcast is his therapy.
Yeah, like...
Oh,
like
Joe, let me tell you. I knifed a guy in the eye the other day for not buying me my dinner. Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, there's not one genuine thing about Joey Diaz. He's a Cuban that acts like an Italian who thinks he's tough but's never done a thing in his goddamn life. I completely agree with Jings. And also, Jings, have you been eating the whole time?
No, just past 20 minutes.
Okay, I was going to say, because the whole time I've been watching you, you've just been eating.
I had popcorn and ground beef.
Do you see a world where Royce lives long enough to be the Joey Diaz? Like, long after him and Mersh break up, he's on podcasts like, oh, yeah, let me tell you about the Culture Boys back in the day. Oh, yeah, me and Mersh, we was fucking shit up. Oh.
No, I think he's going to go the other way, where, like, he finally gets on, like, South Florida Real Radio. And he just is talking about, me and the wife went to dinner last night at the Bellagio, you know, the greatest steakhouse downtown. All right, now to Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have a good one.
Stupid Creedence Clearwater. Have you ever
seen Lane?
Oh, yeah, he's moving back to New York.
Lane, if you can find this clip in the H2O, the actual audience of Nightwave is starting to turn against him. And he's got his Proud Boys making reaction videos. And CEO sent me one of them, a dude in a car. It was like, Mersh, I don't think you understand the message you're sending to young men.
Yeah, I think we I should tell you what that is if you want to hear it.
Yeah, I'll go. I can go look for it.
So basically,
I also sent the Reddit comments.
What happened is basically
Wayne rocks.
Oh, so you know about it?
Dude, I watched the video. I went to go post it on r/merch, but it was already up there. It was old news. They've been on it.
So, no, but what I'm saying is basically people are mad at Mersh because Mersh took the thing about that Kyle Rittenhouse guy. He took the opinion of he shouldn't go there. It's not his duty to try and save the world.
This Kyle,
which is like a very sane thing, but his audience.
Let me tell people about this story because I don't watch the news. So I did not know what had happened. I saw a Facebook picture with a white kid that was a shooter, and somebody, a white dude, was making a big BLM speech about how was he arrested but not black dudes. And I commented, anti-masker, what a dickhead. I had no idea what he'd done. I decided to ask my wife because it appeared to be a big story.
Well, I'll tell you the real story. He's a hero. We call him the Kenosha King.
Let me tell you about this young John Wick. Apparently, he was walking the streets with a gun, got attacked by like an Antifa crowd, turned around, shot a dude in the head, skateboarder threw his skateboard at him. He knocked that away with his hand, jumped over the skateboarder, turned around in midair, shot the dude through the heart. Best yes. motherfucking shot on the earth. Landed on his feet and kept running like a goddamn Batman in his
day. Oh, no, the best was there was a guy who puts his hands up, right? And he's like, I'm not here to hurt you. Then takes his gun and is about to point it at him, shoots the arm that the gun is in. Fucking blows like half his arm off and just like killing it.
Fucking arm off.
Killing it. Kenosha King, bro. The kid's a legend.
The greatest goddamn shot. Like, it's hard to make a shot on a shooting range where it's just you and the target, but he's live in the moment. Yeah. People are chasing him. He's doing backflips, shooting people through the heart, shooting arms off. This nigga's great at guns.
Oh, he's the best. He's a king.
Now, the criticism was that Mersh was taking this New York indifferent attitude. Am I understanding that correctly?
No, it wasn't indifferent. He was taking the opinion that the guy, like the kid, shouldn't be there. It's not on regular people to go out there and try and save the world and stuff, and his audience thinks that every one of them needs to get a basically everyone needs to, you know, mount up for the race war, basically.
Well, he was there to protect
basically.
Well, this is the thing. He worked at the shop, and they tried to attack it. So he was like, well, I'm not going to let them burn down my job. I don't want to fucking be a like jobless bum. So he's like, I'm going to go protect like my job. Yeah, I totally get it. I'm with the kid.
Do you think there's enough NPCs in the world to have a race war? Like a tipping point where it's like, well, this is happening. Doesn't matter how I feel about it. It's happening. Are there enough retarded people for that to go down?
Maybe. That's they're shipping them in too. Like,
so, but here we are.
Yeah, but that's the thing too. Like, they're shipping them in. Like, a lot of the people that were like burning down the buildings at Kenosha and shit didn't even know how to pronounce Kenosha. So, like, they're literally just paid protesters going in there, starting ruckus, and then all the people that live there have to fucking deal with the aftermath of not having any stores to go shop at anymore.
Do you see a point where white people start burning down projects?
Oh, I hope so, but no, I don't think it's going to happen.
We've had enough. This picnic is not authorized.
Will the before and after ruining a project like really be that big of a difference? Or
yeah, they maybe get a new building, not full of rats and piss.
It would be white people's downfall, though, because the projects in the hood are right next to, like, the gentrified new areas. So they accidentally, like, the tea shop and the donut shop go up in flames.
Well, those black people got to go somewhere. So they're going to show up in your neighborhood.
Now, do we want to hear about Joey Diaz's being a homosexual? Or I got some pretty scathing comments pulled up here. And All right, you like mean comments?
I would love to hear some hate comments. I think it's the greatest thing in the world.
Some pretty hard criticisms of Ross Dog and Ian Ellis. I don't know if you guys, you know, Reddit people, they're fucking vicious. These aren't Legion of Skank people, they're Reddit people. I don't believe in that. If you're on Reddit like that, then you're a Reddit person. You are part of your own group of people.
Sorry. You're Reddit first, and then whatever you're into second.
Yes, thank you. That's how I look at it. Is it big enough? I had to try to boomer.
There's no Legion of Skanks fan who just figured out Reddit. You're a Reddit guy that found Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, dude, 100, exactly.
100 upvotes? That's fucking great, dude.
Oh, shit.
Ian and Ellis and Ross Dog suck dick. Keep these faggots off Gas Digital. Lewis, that means you got to sign us. Ross Doe?
I think so.
Can you do the reading?
We got a comment from a username, Fuck
well,
Yo.
Well, here's the thing. What would be...
Go ahead. All right. Go ahead. We didn't hear you. One more time, CEO.
Oh no! I'm saying, like, what is preventing this show from being on a thing like Gas Digital? Because they seem to take anybody.
I think we just gotta ask, Lewis. Does everybody on the board agree it would be okay if we went over there?
Gas Digital.
I mean, if they'll have us.
Well, so we need to raise money for Bell Ann to get a new laptop.
No, we don't. Just be patient. Aww.
No, let's raise money.
So we could raise money, or we could just go to Gas Digital, do like 2 or 3 ad reads a week, and that's enough money to upgrade all the shit to be better, but we'll still keep it free.
Right.
We could just start doing the ad reads now, and that way we could just clip it. Yeah, we could just do them now, and we could clip it, and then we'll already be on Gas Digital then. Just like do a Blue Chew ad real quick.
Guys, Kratom is amazing, and Blue Chew makes my dick hard. And whenever a holiday comes up, I use Sherry's Berries. Because I care about the bitches in my life.
Is Gonzo podcast still a thing?
Can I tell you real quick? I my wife did something that drives me insane. And I want to know if you have this in your life.
Right.
So my wife, like a lot of women I've dated, for whatever goddamn reason,
right,
took Italian in high school. So the other day, we go to order some Italian
food. What was his name?
Got him.
Guido.
Got him.
So we go to order Italian food, and she can't just read the name of the shit. She got to go, it's like, Linguini alla pasta, blah, 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 blah. And she has to do it in the proper Italian. And if I say it in the wrong thing, she corrects me. And it's like, bitch, you don't speak Italian.
Yeah, it's, you took one class and now you got to put a stank on everything.
Why are you stunting like you about some shit? Have you had to deal with this shit?
And I hate Americans who don't take Spanish.
I know people. Yeah, you know, I was just about to say, I know people that try to do this shit with Spanish. They, you know, they like, you know, learn four words, and then they're like,
they
can I have a La Canciera?
they do it on ESPN all the time. If there's one, like when they're talking about the UFC, if there's one Hispanic or Latino fighter, even with the Brazilians, it's not Fabricio Werdum, it's Fabricio Werdum. That's what they say. Shit. All the time, it's fucking annoying.
It drives me insane. I'm like, just fucking say it the way we would say it. You get it. I don't care how they say it. I'm not ordering from them. I'm just getting some goddamn spaghetti.
My mom doesn't speak English, and that annoys me.
Yeah, fucking. So
is that like the same or?
It
kind of.
If I was Italian.
Okay, but no, Jings. It's only that way.
Yeah, it's the same.
So.
Listen, if I was Mexican and you called my restaurant, and you were like, "And I'll have the enchiladas," and you went out of your way to flex on your Spanish, I'd be like, "This fucking dumb bitch."
Yeah.
You know, I actually know a guy who this is old with apologies. So me and Nick had this roommate, and he went out with this girl to like a Mexican restaurant, and he's trying to read the menu, you know, undo all that shit. And what happened was he tried to order a quesadilla, but he pronounced it quasadala.
Quasadala.
Shit.
And then the waiter goes, "What did you say?" To give him another chance. He was so confident because he's one of these dudes who his the thing that brought him down was his self-confidence, and he said it again. And the girl was like Latino. So yeah. She and it was just over. He said, "What's the dog?"
That's dope.
Oh shit,
that's dope.
I wanted to ask Cosmic this question earlier when we were talking about baseball. You know, for like black people, it's like you want to rap or be good at basketball to get out the hood. When you're a young Mexican, are you just playing baseball like this could be your lottery ticket to a better life?
I don't know. I think all like Hispanics, we look up towards that like landscaping business in the sky. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
If y'all working for Caterpillar.
Because I feel like soccer players don't really make that much, do they?
No.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
Not unless they're like famous. I mean, but most high school baseball teams and even lower than that are all like boss hogged by like the rich white dads and stuff trying to put their fucking anorexic, autistic fucking emo boy. Like, come on, you're going to be like your dad. Come on. You know? And so those are the ones that usually.
Texas isn't like that a lot.
Right? Yeah.
Isn't like almost every baseball player Mexican?
No, that's Dominican.
Yeah, it's New York shit, you know.
Yeah.
So do you think they treat it like hoop dreams? Like they just come up with a bat in their hand.
Yeah. They treat it like Mexicans need a fucking get Mijo, residential.
Mijo, yeah. you're going to go to America, play the big ball.
Oh, definitely the Dominican Republic. And in the Dominican Republic, hell yeah, it's like that. They definitely think you better play baseball, motherfucker. Like, that's all the only probably choice you have of getting out of that motherfucker. Because it's a kind of a third world country, I want to say.
Same with Puerto Rico, Cuba.
Old school Mexicans fucking suck because all of them want their kids to go to college. They don't know what college is, but fuck it, just go to college. You know, like my grandma always said that. It's like, when you get older, you're going to get a little car, is you go to college. I was like, for what? She's like, businessman. He's like, businessman? You dumb bitch? Are you out of your fucking mind? You know what you need to have a business? Should I be 40 grand in debt? Should I be 40 grand in debt prior to starting a business?
American. Your family was trying to tell you how to be successful in life, but you're just too individualistic. You're like, eat my dick, mama. I don't need money in a nice house and a fine bitch and kids. That's not what I need out of life.
Mijo, just be the first one in our family to work in an office is all I'm saying.
Like,
we sacrifice a walk across the desert.
No, and
barefoot.
Like,
I lose my uncle. I lose my dad.
Yeah, I always hated it. I always hated that fucking shit. Like, those dumb bitches, they would always be like, "Oh man, back in my days, you don't know what it was like. We didn't have plumbing. We didn't have this." It's like, that wasn't your choice, you stupid bitch. It's like, you didn't say God. You didn't say God. I want to be assigned to the fuckhole of the world so I can flex on my son and tell him I was a real hard ass and roughneck. I'd beat the fuck out of all of my uncles in their prime. You don't understand. I'm 28 years old. Those dumb bitches. Oh wow, you drink sewer water.
Stop them in their cowboy boots.
Yeah. Oh wow, you drink sewer water. I will fuck you up, dude. Wow.
Do Mexicans talk about? You know, that journey from Mexico to here, like the Holocaust.
Yes. every time they get drunk, every fucking time. Fucking sucks.
It's true. Mijo, like, we lost 660,000.
Yeah, you're better off.
Your older brother Falito, he flew away in the river.
Yeah, you're better off being in the actually
it's like
happened.
Oregon Trail.
Yeah, that does that. It's sad. It's
yeah, that happened to one of my aunts. She was like 2 years old, and like my mom and sister were supposed to look over her, and then they looked away, and then the fucking baby just the river took her, and then and then they're it's like, dude, mom's gonna be pissed. Yeah, I mean that's what they do. They did laundry at the river, so it's like.
Ayos dos míos, los consuela down river.
We don't have to share the quesadillas. We don't have to share the quesadillas no more.
Swiping, no swiping.
Oh no! Fuck you. Stupid Dora Explorer. Nah, yeah, I don't know. I hate all that Mexican shit. It's so fucking stupid. It's just fuck. You want to pride yourself because you have to take a shit in the corner of the room. It's like, it's not my fault. You didn't get the brains and decide to shit outside. It's like, James. I don't know. I don't get it.
James, what? Are you Mexican?
No, I'm Salvadoran. That's like worse.
Well, how do you feel about this? Our homie, who we love, Helen DeKeller, this whole time was hiding the fact that he was Mexican.
Yeah. I mean, was he hiding it? Like, I've was he like that. Saying he was white?
He was like, "I'm from Naperville, Illinois, and I only enjoy mayo on my bread, and I hate SJW culture, and I hate these wetbacks coming into our country."
Yeah,
and here's my dick.
Well, you know, I don't like the wetbacks coming into the country either. That. You know, so it's just that's fine. I don't care. The thing I hate are like the Mexicans that take a lot of pride in being Mexican. Like they have the Mexican shirt, the Mexican flag, and like, you know, all their avatars have the Mexican whatever in it. And that's stupid. It's if Mexico's so great, go fucking back there, dummy.
Yeah, it's like, 200 miles away, stupid.
Yeah, you're right here. Just like be thankful that you're in the United States and not getting raped in Mexico and shit. It's like
CEO, are you still here? I can't see. I don't think he is.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
I mean, some of the highest murder capita is in Central America and shit, and it's like we got to move away from that.
We stuff, all so. Saw Narcos on N11. That's what I call Netflix. N11.
Yeah.
let's continue with the hate comments.
All right.
Holy shit. Ian Ellis has to be the biggest faggot alive. Hysterical that those are the people that spend their entire days with this sub whining about the skanks. Oh god, he referred to them as the skanks. Ugh.
Like, well, Lewis is such a piece of shit. He called our episode an episode with the fans. And I was like, Lewis, we're not fans. Explicitly. Hey, take that shit down.
Well, this is a little troll back, huh? Let me keep scrolling.
I found that Legion of Skanks subreddit is actually dope, and I look forward to one day bringing them into the With Apologies universe. Somebody said they just binge watched all of Legion of Skanks. They want to know what to get into next. I told them find the Ian Ellis podcast.
I listened to most of it until I couldn't take it anymore. I mean, it's definitely a spectacle because that was probably the most awkward, cringe podcast I'd ever listened to. A post on here said it was bad as Nicole Arbour. No, it was way worse. It was way, way worse. It was so psychotic, my brain can't even wrap my brain can't even wrap my head around what that was. So his brain can't even wrap around his head about what happened.
I thought, so what he's saying is he's a fucking taco head.
Exactly.
He's a long brain.
Other than Lewis.
Send him to Helen really Keller. Bad. Have him eat it.
Hell yeah, he will wrap it up. He'll eat it at 2 in the morning. Lewis was trying his hardest to turn the ship and make things go into something good. But they shouldn't have just stopped. And we could have released this in 15 minutes. I'm sorry, guys. You're asking the person with dyslexia to read, guys.
Here's what I hate. Is they watch this show and they're like, why didn't you just do the normie bullshit? I'm like, you don't see what we did? Is this not more entertaining? Are you fucking stupid?
Yeah, you got Zach to break his mic. That was awesome.
Yeah.
You want us talking about topical shit when I... We made Zach rage quit and the fucking teddy bear guy almost had a breakdown because Rod called him a bitch.
Yeah, pick my bum and eat it says I was hating on him for a lot of it, but Zach rage was fucking hilarious when he dropped his mic. Damn it, we turned a couple of the skanks around. Keep going. Completely unfunny.
What I like about the subreddit is that they want real comedy. They just don't understand that that's what we're trying to do. They're so used to the bullshit that they don't understand what they're seeing.
Damn. Yeah, he was the most antagonistic, classic, bittered, fail comic. Something a lot of comedians don't understand is most civilians, me, like comedy that makes us laugh. We don't care if it's hack. If somebody else used that premise, or if you do crowd work or bits, and we buy the tickets and consume the content, the dude was tough. I'm either an idiot or these commenters are idiots.
Think about how goddamn long this comment is. If someone is like, "Listen, I understand comedy and I love comedy when it's edgy." But this shit right here, this wasn't classy.
You know what it reminds me of is like people are like used to write the TV program. You know, used to write like the TV network when you didn't like something on TV. Now comment sections are like an easier like micro version of that, you know?
You know, some people think if you read hate comments, you're getting pwned by the comments. But it's not... if you know better than the commenters.
I just think it's kind of funny that he's like kind of admitting Lewis's hack. Like, who cares if it's hack? I like it.
Why do you have to upset the apple cart? I was enjoying the apple cart. God, don't show me he's not real ass.
Oh, I hate Good Guy Griff. He said easily the worst rap episode, and I've listened to all of them.
Nigga, I promise you, there are worse episodes than me and Ross fucking with Lewis.
Damn, imagine being... Okay, go ahead.
For instance, if you listen, there's an episode called Alphas featuring our man Ryan Long. And what you'll notice is that Lewis is more concerned with doing his thing than he is with talking to Ryan Long. So every time Ryan Long starts to say something, Lewis cuts him off to go into the, "Yeah, but what about the wacky news real quick?"
Wasn't present
in the moment.
Jesus. Well, I mean,
damn, superstar Ryan Long was at his podcast and he didn't give him all of his attention.
Lewis had better things to do than Ryan Long.
Yeah. You know, comedy. It's like you can't say anything anymore, Pete. Oh, Pete isn't here anymore. Sorry.
Oh, let me see.
Pete, get back here. Rex, if you're around, get up here. I'm going to take a bathroom break.
Guys, it's so fucking...
Hello! But here's the thing. The comments are taking a kind of turn, though. Like, the way I did this one, imagine being proud of your following from Discord, an app designed for babies to play video games with each other and simps to come up with their plans to kill the girl they're stalking. Like, I don't know what... Like, now that's we're cool. Gonna kill somebody, yeah. Like, well, wait a minute.
That's in reference to that girl in Rochester. I don't know if anybody watched Thomas Daly's stream about it, where he talked about that girl getting killed. That's what they're talking about. They met on Discord, so that when he cut her head off and then took the pictures and put it on Instagram.
Hear that, all you ladies, all you ladies that keep DMing Rev, you hear that?
That's
what Rev had to do is get himself a machete.
Shit.
Damn, I wish they were in the studio for this. The whole time I was wanting Zach to do a wrestling move on them to shut up.
Oh
like
damn.
Zach could do fucking anything. He's a
Rikishi stink face.
A wrestling move.
I thought they were pretty funny. Kind of surprising seeing a community that prides itself on banter reacting angrily to guys like this. Says Monster Truck 2.
Dude, Monster Thank Truck you. 2. What a boss. Badass name.
Monday, Monday, Monday.
Ooh, Ookie Cookie.
Oh, this guy's a nerd. Fuck him. Oh. Jesus, hold on. Does anybody want to read this guy? He really wrote a lot.
Yeah, I'm actually really good at reading.
See, PDR's a strong reader, guys. Y'all got Dyslexic Cosmic up here, fucking flipping the words around.
All right, you want me to start?
I'll step back. Hold on. Let me roll back. It starts up here, I believe.
Yeah. All right. You just adopt this nonsense straight from them, and they're doing banter. You can't possibly be fooled that easily. Just sit back and actually listen and pay attention to the way they direct the conversation and their questions. Banter does not mean that you show that you are genuinely upset and the way the other person is running their business. And you feel they are doing certain things malicious or lazily. That's just a serious, genuine complaint. And you have that you want to express to that person. You can pepper it with humor or jokes, but it's still not what banter has ever been to anyone. It's a different thing.
Can I do this paragraph?
Yeah, get it, Jinx.
So sit back, dude, and listen closely to how they constantly drive the questions and their own attitude / behavior away from actual banter and towards this fan resentment outraged at Lewis's business practices. If they secretly don't care about any of it and they are just trolling Lewis, that's still not banter. LOL. So this is bullshit cop-out move of claiming you're just here for some good old ball-busting banter. It's transparently just a way for them to hit the eject button and act like they were just goofing when it's obvious they actually come off like they have real genuine gripes with Lewis. Pick one or the other. Don't try to shield yourself under the guise that you're Colin Quinn at the cellar table doing banter, pussies.
Uh-oh, Ian. Colin Quinn.
It's cool. Dude, Ian Ellis is the Colin Quinn of podcasts. It's great.
Ian Ellis is the new Colin Quinn.
He's the beige frequency of Dante Nero.
I don't want anybody left out. Belen, you want to take one or no? You good?
My eyes aren't actually that good. My phone, I would need to fucking figure out how to maximize this.
I think Lewis had it right when he said that he's just going to have one or the other and not have both again, because when they were both on the mic, it was pretty hard to tolerate. When it was just one or the other, they were pretty much enjoyable. Lewis is a real-ass dude, and real-ass dudes shy away from I really like that he had both on. That shows a lot of balls. A
lot of balls, man. Yo, you had those two guys that also do a program on your program? That shows a lot of balls.
All right, I figured out how to full screen so I can do one.
What's the next one at?
Well, was that it? Hold on. Oh no, I think
that can't be it.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I think you might have to expand.
No, I'm zooming out. I know. Usually, that's what I did last time. Is I expanded.
Who's the guy that made the chink jokes and lost his job from SNL?
Shane McGillicuddy.
Every time I see him, it looks like he's getting younger and younger. Like in the next 3 years, he's going to be like one of those statues pissing into a fountain. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is about him, but he looks more boyish every time I see him.
Yeah, he has a baby face. Oh, you don't listen to Shane Gillis? He's funny.
No, a lot of people always tell me to. I just never have.
Yeah, he hates.
Well, I found one. I skipped. Hold on. Oh God, I want to do.
Let's bring this controversy up real quick. Beige Frequency was accused of stealing from Red Bar, and that's when I realized Beige Frequency's name was Shane Gillis LLC, which means he's either stealing from Kittens Mittens LLC and or Ian Ellis LLC. And Mittens Management has sworn a fatwa against the Shane Gillis LLC. He's going to be taking them down.
I did tell Beige Frequency that we were going to be sending him a cease and desist.
Damn.
Beige, I feel like you should be shouting us out if you're a fan. Like, you know, I've put you in Philip Wave. We shout you out. We say we like the videos. If you ride with us enough that your Twitter is based on us, how about you shout us out, homie?
Well, actually, my next video is making fun of Beige's Twitter. That I'm like halfway through. It's just going to be me calling him a faggot for complaining about that little 5-year-old white kid that got killed.
Some say he's the Ryan Long of YouTube.
Oh, God.
Ian, you never change, brother. You never change.
Belen, do you want to read this one that I skipped over?
Yeah, I can read one of these guys. This is from Salty Sea Dog. I said it in another thread, but Lewis owes Scott Chaplin an apology for that one. I would never want to talk to him again if he brought me on with him.
Gay.
Wait, Scott Chaplin's the fucking dude, right? That fucking
yeah, that was the faggot with the teddy bear.
Yeah.
Let me just say, nigga, anyone who thinks we owe Scott an apology, first of all, I know from talking to Lewis that Lewis brought Scott on to get triggered. Lewis set Scott up. He knew this was going down. And you want me to apologize to his Comedy Central ass? He stinks.
Wait, fuck, he's on Scott. Comedy Central?
You didn't see the part where they raised their hands about getting $1,500 from Comedy Central?
No wonder it's not funny anymore.
Scott stinks. I'll cut his fucking head off if he has anything to say. I'll fight you in the goddamn ring.
Yeah, Google Ian Ellis, motherfucker.
Bitch.
Don't you dare bing him.
Don't you bing me. Yeah, use the Brave app, and then you can put some money in my cryptocurrency wallet.
Yeah, follow me on DLive.
Salty Sea Dog goes on. Imagine being an established comedian thinking you're just going to shoot the shit, and then you get trapped in a room with an autistic 40-year-old. I'm sorry, with autistic 40-year-olds that talk shit and ear rape you for an hour and a half.
Pause.
Okay, so Salty Sea Dog is saying, right?
For the record, I'm a professional comedian, and Lewis is a 40-year-old autistic person, and I'm delighted. I'm delighted by the fact that I'm trapped in a room with him because I'm going to make fun of him. Just so you know who's who in that room. Mixtape, volume 6.
You're white. You're a comedian.
My old shit is better than anything Lewis has ever done.
Mixtape 6, re-premiering soon.
I know every set starts off like I'm bombing. Stick through it. I'm fucking great. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. I red pill niggas.
Wait, how many comments were on here, Ian?
I have no idea.
All right. I think it was 49, and we went through all the good ones. Wait, hold on. I like this making 100. I don't know. Go ahead. PR, do this one. I don't know if you can see it.
But one of them made it over 100K?
Yeah, yeah.
If your response is more than 8 words long, you're retarded. You shouldn't be that invested in anything on Reddit.
I fucking lost it.
But you don't understand. I'm going to get a Reddit gold star.
Ew. Gay. Damn it. Oh, there we go. Read this one for me, Pete.
But one of them made it over 100K a year in plumbing. Are you saying that a plumber trying to act like a tough guy and being a dick for literally no reason isn't good content? I have no idea which person was which, to be honest, but it doesn't matter.
Damn, you're no better than a plumber, is what this comment's saying. He doesn't know which one. Plumber, stand-up comedian named Ian Ellis.
I will tell you that a plumber is more successful than a living legend in the world of stand-up comedy.
Oh, no.
Well, did you notice the way I read it? I read it because his name is KJ, and that clearly stands for Kike Jew. So.
And it had a comment about his money, so I mean, okay, go ahead.
I think the Rue pointed this out. I have another point about the Rue. We're going to come back to him, but he said something like, you know, when Hitler demonized the Jews weren't like people we shitted on and then we shitted on them more. They were like regular good people that we made them the enemy. And he's like, you can't say the same thing about the way they're demonizing black people. We've just always hated black people. It's not like we're just suddenly deciding that they stink.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Jamie, follow that.
All right. Well, Ian Ellis, it was nice knowing you.
Don't worry, Ian. You'll always have a job at P-Tart Inc., all right? We hire that type. That's a go-getter.
I thought it was important to say that, like, what Hitler did is he takes regular good people and he makes them the villain, which is what the woke people are doing, is they're making the establishment the villain. So The Root has joined Uncensored.tv, which is Gavin McGinnis's shit. He's not getting enough press for the fact that The Root now just explicitly says the N-word.
Wait, are you talking about Atheism is Unstoppable?
Atheism is Unstoppable. Used to call them the bleeps. Now he just explicitly says the N-word.
Yes! Oh, I'm actually a huge fan of this. I don't know if anybody knew that. Like, I'm unironically, I love AIU.
Well, here's the thing is, like, no matter how good his information is, he's got a fatal flaw that makes it undigestible. And it would be like if somebody solved, like, the immigration crisis, but they just couldn't stop saying the word spick. Where they're like, I've crunched all the data. I have the answer. It makes everybody happier. But he's like, but the spick needs to integrate into the spick system of American spickedness. Yeah. You just can't trust him. Why does he have to go full racist? Why can't he just be on the side of the truth?
No, because he was being on the side of the truth. Nobody listened. So he started making black jokes. He got a huge audience. He knows where his bread is buttered at.
So that makes him a sellout faggot.
Well, he could be a sellout faggot, but he makes great videos. He's an amazing editor. I've taken a lot of.
He does make great videos. I won't.
Not as good as Ryan Long, though.
Sorry. Ryan Long is just like a better toe-the-line version of him.
Cam, you are in rare form tonight, brother.
At some point, Ryan Long is going to do a On the Side of the Police video. I see that 2024. When he's trying to retain relevance.
I still have never even heard of Ryan Long outside of people saying his name, but I've never actually heard him speak or seen him at all.
But have you Peter, seen... Peter, all right. So AIU makes a lot of great points that are actually relevant and true, and nobody's talking about it.
Yes.
But that gets buried by the part where he just has to say the N-word.
Nah, that puts it over the top, in my opinion.
But can he just stop?
I hope he doesn't. If he wants to stop, he can stop. But I say he goes harder, and every video should be like, niggas did this, niggas did that. That's the way it should be, in my opinion.
Hey, the harder the R, the harder they fall. You know.
When he called him the bleeps, I could almost justify it in my head as like, that's the uneducated, savage portion of the population that happens to be black. I can almost sell it that way in my own head. But when you go hard R, I go, there's no justifying this. You just hate black people. So you lose me as someone who was like, he made a lot of great points. But it's like, oh, but I guess he just hates black people.
Well,
so
you know actually why I think he went down is because he did a video on Trevor Noah. There's a weird thing about YouTube where you are not allowed to talk about Trevor Noah. I don't know if he has, like, licked that Susan Lee's cunt, but Peter, you are not allowed. He did a video about him, and a week later, his channel was gone.
Peter, you're not going to believe this, and I almost don't believe it, but Trevor Noah is in the grab bag of shit tonight.
No fucking way.
How about we get that grab bag back up?
Back up.
Back to the grab bag.
You promised me. You promised me you will hang in there until we get to this joke-stealing Uncle Tom, bitch ass motherfucker.
Oh, damn, Ian.
You know what? Oh, I would love to tell Trevor Noah.
Charlamagne, go back the god ass bitch. Fuck you, Trevor Noah. Joke thief ass bitch. God, fucking idiot.
Joey Diaz gay shit do we gotta go through? Hold on, give me one second. Hold on.
That's what killed the grab bag was Joey
Diaz.
Yeah,
it's got monotonous. It was like, Ian, we
can get
this. This is damning. We got it.
Oh, 17 videos back to back. Yeah, you know, doggy. Yeah. It's like that scene in Sopranos. It's like, oh, it's just a bit. Yeah. It's just a bit that I'm in the S&M here in the gay club. You know, I'm just fucking around. I'm at low power mode, by the way.
Oh, fucking shit. God damn it. I fucked everything up. Hold on. I'm opening it back up, Ian. Sorry.
We're okay. Supposed to end and restart this stream at 2 hours.
Why?
Because I have a heart. I can't download anything longer than 2 hours. I literally, any overtime we have, and I don't want to stop the overtime, any overtime we have, I have to screen record it, upload it, and rip it as a separate file to put the episode together.
Okay, so you want to stop it now because we're just over 2 hours.
Can we stop it and restart it?
Let's do it.
Yeah, I guess we can stop and restart. Let's do it. All right. Guys, fucking just give me a second. There'll be another live up in a second. Ian, go try to charge your phone real fast. You probably can't, but whatever. Guys,
all I could do is switch to earbuds.
We're going to reconvene, gentlemen. Ending the stream.
Yeah.